with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump plans to announce new tariffs this week. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During his campaign, Donald Trump pledged to match tariffs with trading partners who impose tariffs on American exports. And this week, he said he'd be unveiling details on reciprocal trade.
A country pays so much or charges us so much, and we do the same, so very reciprocal.
The president believes that's the only fair way to do it. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, Doge cancels a museum exhibit dedicated to Anthony Fauci worth $170,000. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
In a social media post on X, the department wrote, quote, "In the past 48 hours, HHS canceled 62 contracts worth $182 million. These contracts were entirely for administrative expenses. None touched any healthcare programs. This included terminating a $168 million contract for an Anthony Fauci exhibit at the NIH Museum. Doge presumably met the Stett Museum, with exhibits displayed around the NIH campus." Bernie Bennett reporting.
J.D. Vance stepping onto the world stage for the first time as U.S. vice president this week, using a high-profile artificial intelligence summit in France and a gathering of national security leaders in Germany to showcase Donald Trump's more assertive approach to diplomacy. Among those taking part in the two-day summit are heads of state and top government officials. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine nominating former Ohio State Buckeyes football coach Jim Tressel as the state's next lieutenant governor. He called Tressel a natural leader who will ably succeed John Huston, whom DeWine recently tapped to fill the U.S. Senate seat left open by J.D. Vance's election as vice president. This is SRN News. President Trump adds another clergyman to his cabinet.
Scott Turner has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an associate pastor at the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas. Doug Collins, who was also a pastor and Air Force chaplain earlier in his career, has been installed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president's new ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and another ordained minister. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department is investigating potential civil rights violations at two universities and a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams. The department is opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. There are also lawsuits in several states designed to protect female athletics. This is SRN News. The Palestinian Authority and Hamas make opposite moves in Middle East diplomacy. We have the latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has signed a decree canceling the so-called pay-for-slave program in which families of terrorists killed or captured during attacks receive cash stipends. The program prompted a number of nations, including the United States, to withhold financial aid as long as it went to support terror. Abbas has demanded that in return the United States cancel the Taylor Force Act, which prohibits the aid by the U.S. government. Hamas, meanwhile, called a halt to the ceasefire hostage release, claiming Israel has breached the deal. In a developing story, Israel was reacting to the shocking signs of abuse and torture displayed by three hostages who were repatriated. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.